We're very frustrated. We felt probably did enough to get something out of the game. It was a very competitive game, entertaining game. It was chances. But we felt that, you know, we weren't as as clinical as we'd like to be, but also we weren't as tight as back as we have been for, you know, for the last 8, 9, 10 games, and we're a little bit disappointed. But as I said, credit to Charlton came, they had a good game plan, they worked extremely hard, they've got good players. Charlton got good players, and as I showed, you know, they had a bit of quality and took their chances.
Having gone ahead, did you feel you just wanted to go on and sort of put the game to bed? Because they did come back at you, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I felt we were in control of the game up until we scored. Then when we scored, you know, then Charlton came into it, if you like. And, you know, we're not happy with the goal. It was a good finish from Laurie Wilson, but things we could have done to stop that. But that happens when you concede. You always feel you could have done better and so on. But yeah, it was disappointing that we didn't go on then and control the game a little bit more. But, you know, it's not just our bad play, credit to Charlton. On a difficult pitch, on a difficult afternoon, you know, they competed really well and you know, and we're in the game all the time. So we can say that we're disappointed with our performance, but, you know, in fairness, Charlton didn't really let us play.
Because in the commentary we were saying, even with sort of 10 minutes to go, even at 3-1 down, you felt that Albion still had a chance and you had two late chances, hitting both posts, couldn't come closer.
No, I mean, if one of those had gone in, then obviously the other one, you know, we scored probably sort of just slightly too late, really, to go and mount it, because then they saw out the last sort of 4 or 5 minutes very, very well without too much sort of menace to the goal. But, if you know, we needed to score. Once we went 3-1 down, we needed to score pretty quickly then and then make it sort of a bit of a frenetic finish for them. But we didn't manage to do that. I mean, the goal lived a charmed life at times, but they put their body on the line, they blocked shots. We headed one off the line, one that was going in was kicked off. You know, Dale Stevens did brilliant, Jan Kermigan did well in terms of defending it. So they, you know, they grafted for their points today, and that's a credit to them. We're disappointed because we feel, you know, we're in good form. We came here, we wanted to win the game. It wasn't to be, but that's good. You know, got to give them credit for that, not just the fact that we didn't sort of take our chances and play as well as we should have.
You're always positive with substitutions, and both Kemi Agustin and Ashley Barnes seem to make an impact towards the end there.
Yeah, you know, we've got good players in the squad and we use them, and, you know, we've rotated people today, and, you know, obviously we've had Leo back and he's done well today. Barnes has played a lot of football lately and stuff, so we've changed him up today, and also Rowan Ince. So, you know, our squad's really, really important. It's not just the 11 that play, because if you have 11 that play all the time, and then when you look to bring on substitutions, if they haven't played in weeks and weeks, then they can't impact. So, you know, we're looking to get a squad that's competitive, a squad that's right at it, and we feel we have that. You know, today's been a difficult game. We knew that. We knew it'd be a difficult game because it's a derby-ish, if you like. We knew the pitch would be difficult. We knew it changed certain factors, but it was, you know, a real good boxing day fixture, if I'm honest, and I suppose the punters would be buzzing with it.
How pleased you to have Ujo started today, Leonardo, and a full 90 minutes for him?
Yeah, that's important. As I said, we're coming into, you know, a big period now in terms of two more games over this festive period. Two more games over the festive period, and then we've got the FA Cup coming up. So it's important to have all our players back. Obviously, we missed Kazenga today with 5 bookings, and he'll obviously be back to add more competition. So, you know, we're pleased with our squad. A little bit disappointed today, but we'll dust ourselves off and we'll be ready for the 29th and the first at home.